A lot of great community organisations around the Hunter from time to time always need a little bit of cash to continue the great work they do. An organisation that has helped out greatly through the years is the Newcastle Permanent Charitable Foundation, and one of the recipients of a $13,000 grant at the moment is a local community outfit simply called Outfit. From Outfit, it's Emma Guthrie joining us this morning. Emma, before we talk about where the funds will be used, can you just let us know a little bit about your organisation?
Hi. Yes, so I work as project coordinator for Outfit, and Outfit came about through a few statistical problems in architecture and some other ideas that we've had. There's actually a 17% pay gap between male and female architects, and also a dropout rate, pretty much like a ski slope after the age of 30. So we wanted to encourage women to stay in the design professions. And we also want to empower women and show them alternate ways of working as well. And the other side of it is to be an advocate for students, because we have a great faculty over in built environment, and also giving the students opportunities to actually access the site. And the other thing is that we actually are interested in the women's issues, and also for people that don't get opportunities to be with an architect, so, and a landscape so designers. So there's a few things going on, but that's pretty much an overview of what we do.
Well,
I
guess it would certainly be a great relief to sort of have that grant come through from the perm there. Where exactly are the funds going to be used, and what are the plans moving forward for it, Emma?
Okay, well, the funds we received from Newcastle Permanent have made a heap of difference. It's meant that pretty much we got the grant and I went out spending money the next day.
You went shopping. Here's the check and let's go shopping.
Yeah, let's go to Bunnings. So, at the moment we do working bees, and at the moment we're working at refurbing the garden at Jenny's Place, which is a place that advocates for women, homeless and victims of domestic violence. So I don't know if you can hear the digger humming in the background, but we've used that money to excavate for a new playground and new paving and all new... we've got two other grants as well from Port of Newcastle and the Community Building Partnership. So it just comes to all up, it comes under 40, just under 40K. So we've actually put that all together, and we've got a plan, and so we get new play equipment, new soft fall, and a new deck, outdoor furniture, games for the kids, new washing lines, and just basically changing the layout around of their backyard, so it's a bit more friendly and inviting for everyone, so it's a bit more relaxing rather than... It's a Department of Housing property, so it's a bit utilitarian, so we're just kind of rounding out the edges a bit, so...
Now, that all sounds very fair. Of course, as long as you didn't spend too much of that grant money on the sausage sandwiches on your way out when you were at Bunnings.
No,
but
I buy my own sausage sandwiches, thanks very much.
Thank you. I'll have two with onions and barbecue sauce. But seriously, before I let you go, getting community funding grants like this does make a huge difference to these organisations, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were scratching. We've already done a working bee here before, and we were calling in favours everywhere, $100 here, $100 there, and it was quite stressful, and we were really scratching around. We got it done because we're a pretty tough pack of girls, or women. So, yeah, we rallied around, but just getting this cash injection just frees us up just to... go out, it's smoother, we don't have to worry about where the money's coming from, and we can get a digger to come in rather than me having to dig up with a whole heap of other people. So, yeah, fantastic. Thanks,
it does help, Emma. And, of course, when you finish that and you've got your skill set up on the architectural business, so the deck at the back of my place needs a bit of retouching, so I'll give you an address.
I don't think that you come under our selection criteria, but
Emma,
you know, if you get in a hard place,
Emma, sure. if you've seen my handiwork, you probably know that I need all the help I can get. But you are doing some great work at the moment. Thank you for that, and congratulations on spending that money well.
Fabulous. Thank you very much.
Emma Guthrie from Outfit doing some great works. Also, the Newcastle Permanent Charitable Foundation doing some great things here in the Hunter as well. 2NURFM 103.7.